If all goes to plan, this is going to be my last video with long hair because I am getting it cut and donating it on Thursday. And I am so excited because I really hate having long hair at the moment. It just gets in the way and I'm very excited to have short hair again. I don't know, somewhere around here, who knows? If you want to be one of the first people to see just all of this chopped off and my new hair, then you should follow me on Instagram and on Twitter. But if you want to see it before those people, then you should follow me on Snapchat. It is International Women's Day today, Tuesday the 8th of March, 2016. I'm a woman, I'm a feminist, and I'm a YouTuber, so I thought today would be a great day to tell you about 10 small female YouTubers that I think you should know about. First of all, by smaller YouTuber, I didn't really set a number limit on that. I kind of in my head was looking at people who were smaller than me in terms of number of subscribers. But the range of the people that I've picked, I think the biggest person has about 37,000 subscribers and the smallest person has like 70 subscribers. So what I would love for you to do is to subscribe to each and every one of these incredible women. The reason why I want to put emphasis on you subscribing to them is because this subscription number still means a lot. It helps to get you recognition in the YouTube community. It helps to get you to speak on panels at events. It helps brands notice you to work with you, and it helps all sorts of other creative industries to see your work and notice you and then give you further platform and further reach, and I'm all about raising women's voices. So subscribe to everyone that I mention if you're not subscribed to them already. Also, I will say that none of the women on this list are YouTubers that I've collaborated with before, so hopefully I'm actually introducing you to some new awesome content. Right, that was a bit of a long intro, so let's just get into it. Asante the artist. Asante makes great vlogs. They're really intelligent and some of them are really creative and beautifully made. She also has a series about how to get into Harvard and what it's like to go to Harvard. So if you want to go to Harvard, then you should definitely check out that series on her channel. Her latest video is one on intersectionality, which I think was beautifully handled and really educational. Linda Barcy. Linda's channel is one that, if you have time, I would highly recommend actually watching the videos in chronological order of their upload date, because she started out the channel as a, I'm taking a year off dating and I'm just going to work on script writing. And so you see her journey of her relationship with dating, and then also all of her videos are like script writing tips and writing tips in general. But now her channel has kind of done a bit of a transformation. She's still writing, but she also talks a lot about mental health. Also, if you've seen a few Dance Recess videos floating around the internet, Linda actually started that. Erica Linné. Erica is a fellow sex ed vlogger. She has a series called The Ins and Outs and it is amazing. I've learned so much from it. Also, if you're into sex toys, she does really brilliant, open and honest sex toy reviews. Taylor from It's Radish Time. Taylor makes wonderful, classic vlogs. She just has a thought and she wants to talk about it, and I love that. I initially found her through her video about Beyonce's song Formation and her performance at the Super Bowl, which I thought was super interesting. Evelyn from the internet. I love Evelyn. I'm not entirely sure how to describe it, but I think she is so funny. Just her tone and facial expressions when she's talking just crack me up. Also, she lives in Austin, Texas, and I used to live in Austin, so I always feel this like bond between me and Austin and people from Austin. Fran Just Fran. I actually met Fran recently at an open mic night at the YouTube Space in London. She was super cool and we hung out a bunch during the evening. She makes these really thoughtful vlogs and I really love them. She recently weighed in on the whole YouTube culture debate that's been going on, and I thought that was a great video. Jess the Indecisive. Jess is great. Her vlogs are very funny and also very educational. She speaks about race, gender, sexuality, and politics. It's all good. Zainab. Zainab just reminds me of classic old school vlogging. Her equipment isn't that great, but that doesn't stop her because she has something to say, and so she says it and she uploads it, and I just love that mentality. And she really does have something to say. Her videos are so lovely and insightful. Shugs and Fats. This is a comedy web series. It's so funny. Think Broad City, but with two British Muslim women. They're definitely British because I can hear it in their accents, but it's still set in Brooklyn. I can't describe how funny it is. You just have to watch it. All of the videos are kind of like individual sketches. Series 1 and 2 are up on the channel and you can just binge watch those. And season 3 is coming out very soon. And I'm, oh my God. They're so funny. They're so funny. Yasmin Jahal. Yasmin doesn't have that many videos up, but they are great. My favourite is her reading out the really weird Tinder messages that she gets. Also, she's just really funny with her, like, off-the-cuff ad-libby comments. Okay, so that was 10 female YouTubers that you should all be subscribed to right now. Like, why haven't you subscribed to them yet? Do let me know if you go and check out these channels and you enjoy them. And don't forget to let them know that I sent you over and I say hello. Please give this video a thumbs up if you enjoyed it, and happy International Women's Day. Bye!